we have over a million federal employees, contractors, visitors that come into the federal facilities, you know, all the time, nationwide. They've already started to see the see it, say it, see something, say something posters in their facility. All it is a simple visual reminder that if they see something that doesn't seem quite right, to report it to the authorities. There's a phone number. It's really subtle. And that's just about it. It's a soft way to tell people that to be aware.
Now, how does the Federal Protective Service tie into this? Because those are the guards, the front line at federal buildings.
Right. Well, this was sponsored by DHS, and obviously we partnered with GSA and DHS partnered to do this together. Obviously, it's a campaign sponsored by FPS, so they were instrumental in leading this charge.
And so what are the types of things that people might anticipate? I mean, in other words, is there a particular incident that you have in mind that might have triggered this?
No, actually not at all. You know, a lot of times I think you see people in signs all over the U.S. saying, be aware if you see something. This is our approach to how we handle this in the federal facilities, really to be more centric around the people. We want our employees to play an active role in keeping our facilities safe, and that's what this is about.
Something that we've heard a lot from DHS is about how people are this critical link in the security of the nation as a whole. We can't just rest on our laurels and sort of walk through life like zombies and expect DHS, law enforcement, or whoever just to protect us at all times. This is supposed to make folks more active in their own security. Is that what feds can be expecting as they're going into and out of their buildings?
Yeah, right. And, you know, I think Secretary Napolitano said it perfectly when she said Homeland Security begins with hometown security and every citizen, including government employees. The partnership with DHS on the See Something, Say Something campaign in our federal facilities, it really outlines the roles that each of us play in identifying and reporting the suspicious activity. Again, I think this is an easy way to do it on the soft people side without having threatening signs to be aware, caution, or having big orange signs all over the facilities that say warning.
So what will you have, little gray and white signs?
Well, the CSA posters are starting to go in our buildings right now, and I think they speak for themselves as you walk in. It's just it's a soft reminder as people enter the buildings.
Just not to frighten people, but to give them a sense of awareness and urgency. Not even urgency, but a sense of awareness.
Sense of awareness is probably the best way to characterize it.
Okay, let's talk about the role of with GSA. Do you also work with the Federal Protective Service on this? I mean, where did they come into your plan here?
Absolutely. GSA and DHS partnered to make sure the messaging in the poster made sense. Just one tool of the awareness to continue to make federal buildings safe as well as welcoming. The big thing for us on the GSA side, you know, we want all of our buildings to have a sense of openness, but we also want it to be safe. We're working closely with DHS FPS, Eric Patterson, the director over there, to make our facilities safe and welcoming, and making sure we're providing the appropriate security for all of federally owned and leased facilities around the country.
And there's a couple of million federal employees. They work in buildings almost everywhere, and I forget how many umpty-ump million square feet that are under GSA's purview. But
right.
Do you have any idea or statistics, or do you track how many visitors come and go every year to federal buildings?
Well, you know, as I stated in the beginning, we have about a million federal employees, contractors, and visitors that come to our federal facilities year-round. On the square footage, you're talking about 360 million square feet of federal inventory that GSA PBS owns and operates. So, you know, that's a lot of space, and it's a lot of people coming in and out that we want to make sure that people are aware of what's going on.
I'm surprised it's only a million because there's a couple of million federal employees alone.
Well, right, but on any given day, you don't have a million federal employees coming in and out around the clock at the same time. So, you know, that's a flexible amount that on a day-to-day basis is a little bit variable.
For a federal employee to be involved in the program, they don't need any special training. They clearly don't need any certification. But what is it that they do need to know to be able to be effective in the See Something, Say Something campaign?
I think the fact that, number one, the self-awareness, understand what the campaign is about, that if you see something, say something, and that they have a responsibility to do that, to make all of us safe. But I think overall, there is absolutely no training required. This is the day in the life of a federal employee, and really any employee in any workplace could look at this poster and understand that, oh, this is pretty straightforward stuff.
And in general, would you say that employees should be feeling safe in the federal buildings that they work in every day?
Absolutely, 100%, and that's without a doubt.